Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosky Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration. For service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. I'm so excited about being the host of ABQ Connect because in the last year, year and a half or so, I've made two really good friends. Welcome Dennis Poper, New Mexico Men of Honor, and Pastor Richard Mansfield. Hi, guys.
Hey, great to be here.
What a joy to be with you guys today.
Well, Richard, I appreciate you joining us on the ABQ Connect line. Like to see your smiling face, though, my friend, one of these days when we get past all of this craziness in our world today.
Jim, we've come to know each other well over the phone and on the radio, and we're looking forward to that time where we could just hang out over a cup of water, a coffee, whatever your choice of drink is.
Well, I appreciate that, Richard. I know around here, the Holy Spirit starts flowing a little easier when we have that hot cup of Java.
Yep, good deal.
Hey, I want to start the program by shouting out to our good friend, Brian Ollerett. And Richard, you are now the president of New Mexico Praise, and I know you're doing some amazing things. We've got a little background noise, Richard. I don't know who that is or where that is, but it's making it a little bit hard to hear you. But I know that you miss Brian as I do, and can you make a couple comments? Have you heard Brian and how he's doing?
Things are going phenomenal. I apologize for the background noise. I happen to be in a hospital room where my son is recovering from a near-death bus accident, but they're finally taking him outside today to do some physical therapy, so they've all left the room.
And is Rick doing well, Richard? Is he doing well?
You know what? 2 weeks. Tomorrow makes a two-week mark. He is recovering well. He has gotten better and stronger every day. We're hoping that he might be able to actually walk in a couple of months.
Wow.
And that's hopeful thinking. We're believing for great and mighty things. He broke his pelvic and ruptured his abdominal wall. His intestines were hanging out, his stomach, and broke some vertebrae, shattered his left arm and his left leg. But he's in good spirits. The team over here in Lubbock is phenomenal. It's Covenant Hospital, and it's just an amazing place to. If you have to be in the hospital, I guess this is the place to be, but thank you. But I have spoken to Brian Ollerett. Brian and I keep in touch. You know, we've been friends a long time, and when we launched New Mexico Praise, it was an amazing time, but we had always dreamt of America Praise and even World Praise, but we never thought it was going to get here this quickly. And it has, and it is. God is doing some amazing things. He and I, along with Kent Trey, which is a pastor in Austin, were ministering with Rick Warren this past Friday and Saturday. Rick Warren's church, Saddleback Church, had their missions conference, and they asked Brian, and they asked me, and they asked Kent to share and teach, and it was an exciting, exciting time.
Well, it sounds amazing, and Dennis, I know you pretty close friends with Brian Ollerett too. Mm-hmm. We miss him. I had him on the show, you know, every 3 or 4 weeks, and he's promised me that he's still going to be on the show.
Yeah.
He's just a little harder to get a hold of now.
Yeah. Well, I miss him, too. He only lived a couple blocks from me, and even though I didn't get to see him a lot there in his house because he was gone all the time, or he was locked in his house, you know, for COVID. But, no, I miss him. I learned a lot from him. How to love people. That guy loved everybody he was around, and it was great to see.
Oh, yeah. And that wasn't work for Brian.
No.
It was just flowed out of him, man. And it still does. He's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
Richard, you have an amazing event coming up this weekend, and you're going to kind of make fun of me, but You have the New Mexico Praise Route 66 Prayer Parade. And you're going to be driving, and this starts at 10 o'clock a.m. I need you to give us the details on how our listeners can get involved. But after you tell us about this, you're going to laugh. I got to have you speak to us about praying without bowing your head and folding your hands. And I know that sounds like oversimplification, but I got to say, I know what they do at New Beginnings Church, man. You guys are lifting your hands to the heavens. You're looking up to heaven, and you are shouting to the Lord in prayer. So you got to give us a lesson today, my friend. Tell us a little bit about the New Mexico Praise Route 66 Prayer Parade.
You know, we were talking about doing a prayer walk around our city. And obviously right now with COVID and now all the dynamics that we're facing, that's not going to stop prayer and ministry from going forth. So we just got creative and we said, why don't we do a prayer drive, a prayer parade? And we're going to start at the corner of Tramway and Central Boulevard in the parking lot right there of the Sprouts. There's a Sprouts right there, and we're going to meet right there. We're going to meet their Believer Center. Believer Center's right behind the Smith's grocery store. And we're going to gather there. We're going to kick off with a prayer point. We're going to have seven prayer points. As we're going to be driving, we're going to have churches represented along the way where they're going to have banners. They're going to have banners holding up the name of Jesus. They're going to be holding up the prayer point. We're going to be praying for salvation to come to Albuquerque. We're going to pray for racial reconciliation. We're going to pray for the local and national government leaders. We're going to be praying for a unity of the Church of the Living God, that people get beyond denominational, theological, and ethnic walls, to really come down and to just be the church, to love one another just as Christ loved the church. We're going to be praying for families, that families to be healed and restored and to just be blessed, and homeless shelter and the schools and everything that that families are affected by today. We're going to be praying for just the value of life, to protect life from the womb to the tomb, that we really honor life and that we pray and stand against the strongholds that are tearing apart God's church today. And then we're going to end up in the parking lot of Hoffmantown Church. We're so excited about that, because there we're going to pray for a national spiritual awakening, that our country will be the nucleus for revival to spread across the world, and that it's going to start in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in Bernalillo County, in the state of New Mexico. And we are going to lift up the banner of Jesus Christ. And from there, we're going to transition over and say, hey, it's lunchtime. There's going to be food trucks. And we're going to go into a prayer and praise rally. And it's going to be amazing, into a men's conference. And Dennis will talk a lot about that. But it's just going to be an amazing time. So we're praying that if you could start with us from the very beginning there at Believer Center Church, right behind the Smiths at Tramway and Central, if you could start with us there and end with us at Hoffmantown, or join us anytime along the way, it's going to be wonderful. And I'm telling you, God's going to do an amazing thing, Jim. I'm so excited.
Dennis, tell us a little bit about the New Mexico Men of Honor and the men's rally that you're going to have immediately following at Hoffmantown Church.
Yeah, you know, our last event we had was in January, and then we tried to have one in May, and we couldn't. And then in July, we were going to have the Promise Keepers event in Dallas and then have simulcast. Well, instead it was a virtual event in July, when that was great. Well, now we're going to have it in an open park at Hoffmantown. It's in the grass area there by the amphitheater, so that guys can spread out, be socially distanced with masks. And we are asking them, please wear your mask. We just want to make sure that everybody's safe. And we just want to, you know, have guys get together. Again, bring the body of Christ together. We had over 15 separate churches represented last time. And so we're hoping for more this time. But we do need to unite. This is a time of unity that we need more than ever, right?
Yeah. Well, Richard, I'm going to go back to that silly thing I said earlier. I'm imagining there's a bunch of people going, well, we're going to be following Richard in this parade. How are we going to be praying with our heads bowed? I got to have you give us this. I got to have you give us a prayer lesson, because I know Richard Mansfield is driving down the street, raising his hands, praying while he's driving every day.
You know what? I actually, you know what? Sometimes I really do that. Sometimes I'm driving on the road and there's a song on and I just sometimes lift up a hand. And there's been times, I'm not kidding, I pulled over into a safe place, either on the side of the road or in a parking lot, because the presence of God is so powerful. I just praise him. I just praise him. But what are we going to do? We're going to be in a spirit of prayer, having prostrated hearts before the Lord. We're going to get on our knees before the Lord in spirit. Of course, we're wanting you to keep your eyes wide open, both hands on the wheel, drive safe, be alert. But in a spirit of prayer, for those that are going to be in your vehicle with you, you guys can close your eyes, you can raise your hand, you can roll down your window and shout, hallelujah, amen. Amen. But the driver needs to be focused on driving, and you just agreeing in prayer. We're going to be all united. Family Life Radio is a sponsor of this event, and we are so grateful for Elisa Meyer that has come alongside of us and done this amazing work of just putting this in promoting this. Elisa Griego Meyer has been such a blessing. She's with the production director and promotions director for Family Life Radio, and I just thank her for doing that because I want to make sure that people literally are in that spirit of prayer as they're driving. I know people pray all the time when they're driving. Sometimes you hear of a call over the, someone calls you on the phone and you have the hands-free apparatus so you're able to talk, and they say, hey, we just heard Billy got really sick, or Aunt Midge just had a heart attack, and you go into spirit of prayer. Of course, you're not going to close your eyes. You're going to just be placing your heart before the altar of God. And you're going to say, Lord, as I drive the streets of Albuquerque and we go up Central Boulevard, Route 66, a historical landmark for not only New Mexico, but a historical landmark for the United States, connecting east to west. God, we are praying to the north, south, east, and west that God, you are going to do the supernatural, and you are going to hear the prayers of your people, and we're going to cry out on behalf of Albuquerque, on behalf of Bernalillo County, on behalf of New Mexico, and we're going to say, Father, send revival, let it start here, and let it spread not only across America, but across the world.
Richard, I know through your work with New Mexico Praise and America Praise and now World Praise, you have really seen the church come together. I'm blessed just on this little silly radio show, ABQ Connect, to have Richard Mansfield on the phone and have Steve Smotherman here and have Dustin Woodward on the program and then Skip Heitzig. And that didn't used to happen. And I'm just really encouraged. I've even understood from some people that have been in touch with him directly that I'm going to have Monsignor Wester of the, you know, New Mexico Catholic Archdiocese has expressed an interest. And I hope he's listening, because I really want to have him on and talk about Jesus and all the cool things that are going on. I mean, one of my favorite schools in Albuquerque is St. Pius High School, because I know the people that are led by Jesus on that campus that are just doing amazing things with kids. And so, yes, I'm so excited about everything that you're doing. This is creative. This is just another creative thing. I want to also, we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, Pastor Richard Mansfield, he is the senior lead pastor at New Beginnings Church. He pastors with his wife, Cindy, and we want to say hello to Cindy as well. I want to make sure that all of our listeners are praying for Rick Mansfield, Richard and Cindy's son. He was in a difficult car accident, and Richard told us a little bit about his condition in the hospital right now. We are all going to be praying for Rick and for our community. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back. We are talking all about the New Mexico Praise Route 66 Prayer Parade. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Great Mission features ministries making disciples for Christ. Many of these ministries are halfway around the world. Amigo Fiel is just down the road, south on I-25 in Juarez, Mexico. For more than 25 years, Carlos and Sylvia Garcia have provided a safe place for children to find food and assistance with homework after school. Amid COVID-19, Amigo Fiel continues. Here's Carlos.
Greeting from Amigo Fiel in Ciudad Juarez. We welcome the children. We're taking the necessary precautions to keep everything clean so that we prevent disease from being spread. We are experiencing a shortage of food, as his word says in Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
Support Amigo Fiel. Click the Great Mission banner at star88.fm or knkt.com.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Pastor Richard Mansfield, president of New Mexico Praise, on the phone with us this afternoon. You're so kind to join us, Pastor Mansfield, down there in Lubbock, Texas, with Rick. I know his heart's got to be encouraged. Is Cindy down there with you as well?
She is. She has not left in the 2 weeks that he's been here. I've been home a couple of times, and I'll actually be flying back to Albuquerque tonight.
Mm. Well, moms are not going to leave the sides of their children, are they?
No, they're not. And, you know, the doctor said that his improvement, a real big part of it has been the fact that we've been here for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys are great parents, and I know that the people in your congregation feel the same way about you. And just your actions with your own son are blessing all of us today. So thank you, Richard, for joining
Jim,
us and being
with
us.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Appreciate being on with you and Dennis.
Hey, I want you to go back over one more time. You're going to be meeting in the parking lot of the Believer Center, which is up near Tramway and Western Skies Road. And right just immediately east of the Smith Grocery Store. And then you will be starting the parade, and you're going to be praying, and you're going to be giving people 7 prayer points as you go through this. You're going to be praying for the salvation of Albuquerque. You're going to be praying for racial reconciliation. You're going to be praying for local and national government leaders. Wow, we really need that bad, don't we? With all
Amen.
This big election coming up. You're going to be praying for unity of the church. And we've already talked about, Pastor Richard, you've already done a lot in just being an instrument of God to unify the church in Albuquerque. And I'm blessed by all those efforts that you've made. We're going to be praying for families and value for life. Of course, life issues, a big, big issue in politics. And I'm just praying that many of our Democrat believers will just come alongside and say, look, and I pray the same thing for the Republicans. It's not a party platform that we should be worried about. It's what God says that we should
That's
be worried
right.
about. And then finally, you're going to be praying for a national spiritual awakening. So go over the details one more time. We're going to meet at 10 o'clock, and then you're going to literally be driving around Albuquerque. Do you have an idea what the route is yet?
Yeah, we're going to be going down Central Boulevard, And as we go down Central Boulevard, we're going to have prayer stations along the way. Those prayer stations are going to be showing us what the prayer point is for that moment. As we pray for that unit, everyone will be seeing the prayer point as they drive by, so they'll know exactly what we're praying for. As we end, we're going to end right about Unser Boulevard on Central, and then we'll get onto a short stretch of the interstate, and then we're going to head north and head out to Paseo del Norte, where we'll eventually end up right in the parking lot of Hoffmantown there on Harper Street. We're really, really excited about this, because it's going to be a time of pulling families together. People are going to be able to go in their vehicle with their husband, their wife, their father, their mother, their son, their daughters. They're going to be able to, whether they're single parents or a family unit of a husband and a wife, but everyone's going to be together. We're going to be praying over our city and end with a time of celebration, because as Dennis was saying, we're going to have a men's rally. We haven't had a men's rally here since the beginning of the year, and I'm telling you, there's a movement going on, an awakening among men, men that are the head of their household, men, whether they're single men, whether they're married or they're separated or divorced. God is calling men to rise up and to be leaders to their children, leaders for their family, and leaders in our congregations, and leaders in our city. And we're seeing that awakening, and it's just going to be a powerful time of praying. So we're going to go right up Route 66 at Unser. We'll go north. We'll get on the interstate, get off on the next exit, where we'll just head north again to Paseo del Norte, and we're going to end up right in the parking lot of Hoffmantown, and it's going to be, we're going to kind of do a real big U, and that's going to surround the city, and we're just going to cover it with prayer.
Oh, that sounds like, I love the creativity. I love just, you know, you all thinking outside of the box, because COVID has really been a difficult thing. I don't want to understate it, but there's people, you know, that have been isolated. I know that all of us, when we were finally able to start worshiping together again in church, have been really blessed by that. I know that we're all nervous about every week, you know, maybe there's going to be another lockdown, those kind of things. So we'll just be praying that doesn't happen. But these events are really designed to be COVID 19 safe.
Yes.
And Dennis, the men's rally as well.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, because we thought about having it possibly in an amphitheater or indoor, and we decided, no, we just can't do that. We'll do it in a grass field that guys can bring their own lawn chairs and stay separate and with masks. And so we can stay safe that way. And we'll just have a little platform where we're going to speak from a concrete area, and we'll have a PA system so everybody can hear. It'll be great. We're very excited.
And Dennis, you've got a couple of speakers coming to the rally.
Right. We have Vance Torres, who is the president of the Family Policy Alliance of New Mexico. And he's such a dynamic guy. He has a church there that in Santa Fe, and he's going to give us a message.
Vince is a frequent contributor to the program.
Great.
So,
he's,
I'm sure he's going to be fired up. Vince is an assistant pastor at Blaze Church. Mm-hmm. We've had a chance to talk with him a little bit about that as well. And, you know, Family Policy Alliance right now, fighting the fight for life.
Yeah.
And Pastor Mansfield mentioned that's one of the prayer points, mm-hmm. is to really pray for life. And who else is going to be speaking?
We're going to have Steve Stucker as our MC. I'll be with him. We're going to have Richard Mansfield praying. We're going to have several pastors praying as well. And we're going to lift up all the first responders. We're going to have Lenny, who is going to lead our worship team. So that'll be great. We'll have the Hoffmantown. Greg Elders will be there praying as well, starting us off. He is the men's ministry leader there. At Hoffmantown.
And Hoffmantown has a new pastor, Pastor Moran.
That's right.
He's going to be around as well. In fact, I had called to reach out to him because I want to try to introduce the whole community to him. Of course, the fellowship at Hoffmantown is getting to know him over the last few months since he's been doing some guest speaking. But we're all anxious to meet him, and what a blessing that Hoffmantown is providing the facility to hold this event.
Yeah, yeah, we're just really excited about this. Their men's ministry is coming alongside, and so I know this is like you said, there's a movement. Like Richard said, there's a movement. We believe that God is calling us to unite together the body of Christ. And why would we do that? Well, when there's unity, then we're able to lift up the name of Jesus and draw all men to him because of the love that we have for each other, right? There's a lot of scriptures that back that up.
Yeah. Richard, I have one last question for you, my friend, and I want you to be able to get back to that young man that you love so much. And my question is this. We've talked about men a little bit, and I don't want women to be offended because really what you and Dennis are trying to do with men is make men the kind of men that their women want them to be.
Amen.
Sure. You know what? For the longest time, women are out in the front. They're out there fighting on their knees for their families. And sometimes men don't know exactly where they're supposed to step up and do ministry. They kind of like, I'm the muscle, but they're more than the muscle. They're the spiritual muscle of their household. They're upgirding their wife and their children. They're upgirding even their ex-wife because they had children together. They need to be men of honor, men of valor, men of integrity, men that are honoring their word. Men that are there for their children, there for their families, there for their wives, there for their loved ones, for their parents. Men that are making a difference. Men that are shining a light that in the workplace people are saying, man, there's something different about you. You work 8 hours a day. You don't work only 5.5 or 6 hours and cheat the company out of 2 to 2.5 hours a day. You work hard. You show up on time and you leave on time. You don't cheat anyone with money. You don't lie to people. You don't lie to your children. You stand up with your word and you honor it in everything you do. Those are the kind of men we're trying to raise. We're trying to raise up men that are going to be there for their pastor and say, Pastor, I want to pray for you. Pastor, I want to stand with you. Pastor, I want to believe in you. Pastor, how can I serve you? Pastor, what can I do to lighten your load? Church, what can I do to help this church? We're without a pastor right now. How can I pray? How can I stand at the pulpit and preach? How can I kneel on my knees with others and mentor men to show them how to become the man that I'm becoming? To show their sons, to show their daughters. I used to take my daughter on a date. Once a week I'd try, if not once every 2 weeks. And I would tell her, look, how I'm treating you is how you need to be treated as a young lady. I would pull the chair out for her. I'd open the door of the car. I'd open the door of the restaurant. I would help her in every way. We want men that are going to show their daughters, show their sons, to show this community what it truly is to be a follower of Christ. And that's what the men of honor are doing, to have a platform where we could learn this, where we could come in totally ignorant. Ignorant doesn't mean you're stupid. Ignorant means you don't have information. You don't have the data you need. So you're ignorant. You're an apprentice learning that. Then you become a journeyman, and you become finding that final master at whatever your trade is. Well, you're going to be a master follower of Christ. And that's what we're trying to create, that kind of a atmosphere. And it's going to be amazing because Vince is going to be sharing a message that men rise up to be the leaders of their home, to lead their children. And we're going to be praying for the next generations that are following us. It's an amazing time, Jim.
Pastor Richard, I love you, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us today on ABQ Connect. And Dennis is going to stay with us. We're going to be talking with Judge Vance Day, the president of Promise Keepers, a little bit. Richard, thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to having you back on here in the coming weeks.
Thank you so much, Jim and Dennis. It's good, great to be with you. God bless you guys.
Looking forward to Saturday, brother.
We'll see you Saturday. The event is going to be starting at 10 o'clock a.m. We're going to be meeting in the parking lot of the Believer Center, which is just east of the Smith Store at Tramway and Central. And the tours are going to be, we're going to be praying in a parade in your cars, COVID safe. You're going to be driving by certain locations where prayer points are going to be out there, and you'll know what to pray in your carload of people. It'll take a couple of hours. They're going to be meeting at Hoffmantown Baptist Church, or I should say Hoffmantown Church. They took the Baptists out. Mm-hmm. I always mess that up with Calvary, too, because it used to be Calvary Chapel, and then it was Calvary Albuquerque. Now it's Calvary Church. So Hoffmantown Church over on Harper. It's going to be a really special day. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back and talk with Dennis about the men's rally that's going to happen, and we're going to have on the phone with us Judge Vance Day, the president of Promise Keepers. So stay with us. We'll be right back.